Is such a jam from 2017. BB REXA and Florida Georgia Line with Meant to Be, your warm-up to number one. All brought to you by Boot Barn. Boot Barn celebrates the values of honesty, hard work, ingenuity, and perseverance, proudly offering a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn, keep west. It's common for a lot of these country artists to go into a writing session with one idea, finish that idea, then kind of dream about what they want the song to do. For some, they want the song to communicate something, you know, to bring people together. For others, they want it to be the party anthem of the decade. But it's not every day, though, that goals for a song tie into your favorite college football team. But that just goes to show how serious Kane Brown is about his Georgia Bulldogs. I sat down with Kane, and he shared the entire vision behind Bury Me in Georgia. I mean, let's talk about Bury Me in Georgia just one second.
We had a lot of riders out, so I was bouncing back and forth. We just started writing about where I came from and, you know, what I wanted basically whenever I passed. And the coolest thing about it to me, which really made it, is, you know, I heard it being a theme song for the Georgia Bulldogs. And then the other day, I was on Instagram and I got tagged in a video of the football team working out to it. So that was like my moment right there. I screen recorded it. It's on my phone right now. Like, that was the whole goal of the song.
And you did it. Wow. And they were freaking working out to it.
Yeah.
I mean, forget about the Grammys, the CMAs, the ACMs. You give Kane Brown the stamp of approval from the Georgia Bulldogs and he's a happy man. And his fans are happy as well, especially this weekend. Kane Brown with Bury Me in Georgia, number one in country music.
Bury me in Georgia. Bury me in Georgia. Yeah, I don't
is what shoes y'all put on my feet. I don't care how many show up, yeah, or who reads my eulogy. Just take me out to that graveyard, sing a Sammy Holmes song. Put gold dogs on my headstone and pile that red down. Bury me in Georgia, let me rest in peace. Underneath the pines, yeah, 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 where my roots run deep. When it's my day, put me in that clay and remember what I told you.
Up one to claim this week's number one plot with Bury Me in Georgia. And I'm so proud of you, Kane, and your co-writers, Josh Hogue, Matt McGinn, and Jordan Schmidt. What a great song and a great job. I just love your success. And look around. This is what number one feels like. And that is how we count them down. From number 40 to number one, that is this week's presentation of the 40 biggest hits in country music. Compiled and ranked each week by MediaBase 24/7 and published every Friday in USA Today. The CT40 staff includes Cody Culberson, the notorious DEP Deborah Evans Price, Nick Allen, Drew Brownfield, and Scott Mahalik. The Country Top 40 comes to you each week from the good folks at North Star Audio, and we do it all from the original CT40 studios deep in the heart of Texas. I am Fitz, everywhere on social media at two words, follow Fitz. And I'll see you next weekend when we count them down and find out if Kane Brown remains on top with Bury Me in Georgia. So get some rest and remember to think big, because you're thinking anyway. And who's better than you? The number one song in country music was brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Visit straighttalk.com.
Wowza zowza, this is a big one. I'm talking about the IFOLA online auction taking place in Saxon, Wisconsin, put on by Heckman Auction and Estate Sales in Phillips, Wisconsin. With online bidding beginning and ending this Sunday, September 17th at 6 p.m. and following. Special preview day Saturday, September 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 15821 County Road B in Saxon, Wisconsin. Talk about some great stuff like item 20, 97 31-foot sedan bridge boat powered by twin marine 454s with air conditioning, kitchenette, microwave, and more. Item 50, a 2012 F-350 crew cab 4x4 6.7 diesel power stoke with compatible Boss plow and under 100,000 miles. Leather and virtually rust-free? Wow! Item 100, a Gravity ZT50 zero-turn, 24-horsepower mower. What? Even has headphones for peaceful mowing. Plus, a 2018 Polaris General 1000 4-up UTV, along with another 967 lots. All viewable at heckmanauction.com, and be sure to download our free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters sale days at your local Auto Value parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters sale days at your local Auto Value parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q!
got a head full of noise, about 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter, the trouble on one hand, a beer in the other, got the windows down and my fingers crossed, just looking for a brand new way to get lost. Come looking. Feels good about time. Blue skies ahead and BS behind. Got the wind in my head. Got nowhere to go, so I'm already there. Maybe Moab, maybe the Rockies, maybe the Great Salt Plain. Of the hills of Kentucky, maybe north, maybe south, I don't care as long as it's now. So long, four wheels sun, got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say I would and I can't say I wouldn't if I don't come back, don't come a-looking.
Your classics,
your country, 98 Q Country.
Stops at the fence. of you planning to travel for the holidays. Something we covered this week, some very good tips. An insider giving you TSA tips, getting through airport security quicker. You're going to want to hear these.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Exergen thermometers are the number one choice of medical professionals at top-ranked hospitals. Make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home because accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Wowza zowza. This is a big one. I'm talking about the IFOLA online auction taking place in Saxon, Wisconsin, put on by Heckman Auction and Estate Sales in Phillips, Wisconsin. With online bidding beginning and ending this Sunday, September 17th at 6 p.m. and following. Special preview day Saturday, September 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 15821 County Road B in Saxon, Wisconsin. Talk about some great stuff like item 20, 97 31-foot sedan bridge boat powered by twin marine 454s with air conditioning, kitchenette, microwave, and more. Item 50, a 2012 F-350 crew cab 4x4 6.7 diesel power stroke with compatible Boss plow and under 100,000 miles, leather and virtually rust-free. Wow! Item 100, a Gravity ZT50 zero turn 24 horsepower mower. What even has headphones for peaceful mowing? Plus a 2018 Polaris General 1000 4-up UTV along with another 967 lots. All viewable at HeckmanAuction.com, and be sure to download their free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah! Great food, great entertainment, all summer long, and an outdoor bar and music venue to enjoy it all at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays, Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes, Friday fish fry with beer battered parmesan crusted cod, and be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers and house recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 42 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Highs level off around 62. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows around 38. mid-60s. Monday, turning warmer on Tuesday with highs in the low 70s. Take a look at the extended forecast, 76 Wednesday and 73 on Thursday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 42 tonight. We should top off around 62 tomorrow. Lows level off around 38 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 64.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98 Q Country.
Baby, what's on your mind when you see me pull up in your drive? Do you wanna go downtown? Maybe have a little hard dollar wine. Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy. Tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go find out a two-lane road, find then you hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your head down, play a little truth or dare now? Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up to the sun? How I like to move, baby, tell me the truth.
Been a while
since you kissed felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears roll.
QCountry.com.
That overmillion meant to kill your middle finger, rear view mirror, supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be hard, bro. But I got a beer in my hand, and I got it raised up high. I ain't gotta give it my damn right. I can do this all night. Country done came to town. This town don't stand a chance. I holler at the ladies, dancing like crazy. New Luke Casey's fresh up out the deer stand.
right, TSA tips from the pros. I'm going to give you the quick snippet of these. You can Google them if you are traveling for the holidays. They're good to know, though. Make sure your name that's on your ticket matches your ID. That's like traveling by plane 101. Enroll in TSA PreCheck. Dress smartly for traveling. Don't wear a ton of layers. Prepare yourself while you're in line for security. Be ready to go when it's your turn. Know what you can and can't bring through security and a ton of other stuff, too. But those are some good ones. Keep those in mind as you're preparing to travel.
Brand new country.
Between a rock and a hard place.
Q Country.
Special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
3, 2, 1, get up! Get out of here, Cole!
Back at the track, gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
And the pitch, struck him out, swinging.
Tonight, the crew takes on Washington Nationals at beautiful American Family Field.
Monasterio calling for it, makes the catch. 8 shutout innings from Brandon Woodruff.
With Hall of Fame voice of the Brewers, Bob Uecker.
Get up and the wall, and it's gone. Mark Canna.
And Lane Grindle.
It goes De La Cruz. Bye-bye, baseball. Josh Donaldson.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
From American Family Field here in Milwaukee on what has turned out to be an overcast and probably rainy afternoon for baseball, it's the Brewers and the Nationals in Game 2 of this 3-game weekend series. Hello again, everyone. Bob Uecker along with Lane Grindle and Kent Sommerfeld, set to bring a game to action. It features Trevor Williams, a right-hander working for Washington. Corbin Burnes goes for the crew. Back with more, the On Deck Show built by Menards continues after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball is brought to you by Christopher Electric, Great Northern Hotel in Wolfstead, Home Slice Pizza, Northern Lights in the Lanes, Northwoods Accents, Kozak Enterprises, Jack's Corner Bar, JC Builders, South Fork Electric, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Hardware and Do Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance TV, Heckman Option, Village Pit Stop, Harbor View, Warga Auto and Truck Center, and Park Falls BP. Milwaukee Brewer Baseball, 98Q Country.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Warga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
We are back with you once again from American Family Field. It's cloudy, it's overcast, but it's perfect inside American Family Field as we get set for game two in this three-game series. That will wind up this current homestand, Lane.
Yeah, it's been a good homestand, too, taking three of four from the Marlins and coming from behind last night to take game one of this series, because now it sets you up for Corbin Burnes today and Brandon Woodruff tomorrow, and the Brewers always feel really good about things when they have those two guys going.
Final game of the homestand will be tomorrow afternoon, and then what seems to have gone by in a hurry will be the final road trip of regular season play to St. Louis and then Miami.
It's really wild that we're at this point in the season. It feels like yesterday we were at spring training and getting ready to get this season underway. But that's what happens, especially when you're winning. And the Brewers have done a lot of winning so far this year, and they're in great shape right now in the NL Central. And that makes it go even faster. And so, yeah, the Brewers get ready to take off tomorrow night for the final regular season road trip of the year. And Brewers playing as good a baseball as they played at any point this year right now.
Back with more, the On Deck Show built by Menards continues after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers pregame is sponsored by
Yelich to right center and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone!
Menards, Lane's Farm and Fleet.
Back Blackman! Adames has gone deep, and the Brewers have the lead.
Delta Dental.
The pitch, a high drive out to right. Going back is Madres, looking up, and that ball is gone for Rowdy Tellez.
And Wisconsin Biofuels on the Brewers Radio Network.
Menards has the household items you use every day at great prices. Plus, get 11% off everything. Keep your devices powered with Energizer Max batteries. They deliver consistent performance and can hold power for up to 10 years while in storage. A 16-pack of AA and AAA batteries are $8.99 after 11% off at Menards. Good through September 17th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything, every memory, every detail, everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Family Field. It's the Brewers and the Nationals, game two in the series. Trevor Williams working for Washington. Corbin Burns goes for the Crew. Bob Uecker along with Craig Counsell. And Craig, as we get set for game two in the series, we got to go back and talk about yesterday's game and the Brewers win. And I know we've talked about William Contreras on a number of occasions, but he's done a little bit better than I think a lot of people thought he was going to do as the number one guy here. And Caratini, his backup, has done an outstanding job too. But let's go back and talk about the home run that he hit yesterday, which left the ballpark all the way.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the, I was talking to somebody who was at the game last night, and it was one of those games where, you know, there really wasn't much to cheer about for the for the Brewer fans, you know, through the up into that inning.
Yep.
Into the sixth inning, or the fifth inning, I should say, and then all of a sudden we kind of innocently get two guys on, and then all of a sudden the mood in the stadium just changed with that swing of the bat, and it just got electric in the stadium like immediately, and that's what the three-run homer will do, and that's what a homer hit that far will do. That ball was launched, and it was very well struck baseball. Obviously, Carlos Santana fouled with another one, and it just, I very rarely do you see a game just flip that fast, where we have four runs in the matter of three pitches, and the stadium goes from quiet to absolutely electric.
Craig, talk about the catching aspect of the game today. I guess, you know, years ago, a veteran catcher pretty much called the game, and more often than not, the pitcher, whatever he called, was what he threw. Does it work that way today anymore, or do pitches come from the bench?
Well, I think that's a good question. I think especially when it relates to a young catcher, you know, the responsibility of a young catcher and catching a pitcher like Wade Miley, who has a very, you know, clear understanding of what he wants to do. So I think the tendency is always for the young player, the young catcher, to defer to, you know, what does Wade want to do here? And I think yesterday was really interesting because, you know, the Nationals had a great first inning.
Yeah.
They scored three runs. They hit some good pitches. And it's a game where Wade came into the dugout, and he wasn't mad. He was a little confused as to, like, how they were getting to him. And I thought William did a great job and said, we've got to adjust. And it was kind of William leading, and we've got to adjust, and this is what we're going to do. And sometimes that's the catcher's job, you know, to tell the pitcher, no, this is what we have to do. And they made an adjustment together. Wade threw, got, you know, 14 more outs after that and did it in a very efficient fashion and did it very well. And I thought that was a great statement about, you know, William, about how he's growing, and like he had to kind of take leadership there, where the veteran player needed some help, right? And sometimes that young player has to help the veteran player. And I thought last night was a great example where the young player was doing the leading for the older player.
Back with more from Craig after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Your country. 98 Q Country.
South Fork Electric, based out of Ogemaw, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup, and then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, every day low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north-style furniture, including Symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Warga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Warga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
By Menards continues, Brewers Nationals game two in the series. Continuing on with our talk about catching and how important it is to the game, with a staff of pitchers that are basically veterans, Craig, does he have the authority? I mean, does he have the right to pretty much call his own game or not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we go over plans ahead of time, so you know, I think largely you're on the same page, and you know, if a starter's throwing 100 pitches, I think probably 75 of them are easy calls, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you're on the same page, but there is the time where we have to allow, I believe that you have to allow as a coaching staff, like the players, to have a feel for what's going on between the lines and what's going on pitch to pitch. No matter how good of a coach you are, your senses for what's going on in the game are better as a player. And I think you have to acknowledge that. And I think so that way you have to turn it over to your pitcher and to your catcher and trust them to make the right call.
When you're talking about a pitcher and him making the call as to what he might throw, do they have the right to overturn a catcher's calls?
Absolutely. I think ultimately it's the ball's in the pitcher's hands, and he's the one that has to be convicted on what he's going to throw. So the last decision should always come down to the pitcher. They should have final say on it. And I think pitchers, you know, in general, they have a little bit of different philosophy on that kind of pitcher to pitcher. But the pitcher has the final say. And, you know, the most important thing beyond what the pitch call is or the location is, are you convicted to throw this pitch? Do you believe you're going to execute this pitch? That's still the most important thing for the pitcher. So you have to give them the final call on it.
That's the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
I'm Ty Burrell, actor and small business owner. I'm going to show you my steps for making the perfect radio ad. This one's about innovation refunds and the ERC. First step, be relatable. I like pizza and puppies. Two, cold hard info. The ERC is a tax credit for eligible businesses that kept employees on payroll in 2020 and 2021. So if you qualify, Innovation Refunds Network of Independent Tax Attorneys could help you claim it. Three, go to innovationrefunds.com or call 1-843-REFUNDS.
Innovation Refunds does not provide tax or legal advice. We work with an independent network of tax professionals. Terms and conditions apply. Ty is a paid spokesman.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Losing sleep lately? The job, the house, the headlines, or investments? How about the feeling your investment partner isn't a partner at all? They might be operating in someone's best interest, but that someone isn't you. It's time for Annex Wealth Management. It's easy. Head to AnnexWealth.com, click the Get Started button. We work in your best interest as a fiduciary. That commitment runs so deep, we put it in writing. Does your advisor do that? Know the difference with Annex Wealth Management. Start at AnnexWealth.com.
Mm-hmm.
Built by Menards, Brewers and Nationals getting set for the middle game of this three-game series. And it's time now for the Drink Wisconsinably Brandy Old Fashioned History. On this date, 1996, Paul Molitor got his 3,000th career hit, becoming the 21st major leaguer to reach the mark and the first to do it with a triple. Whether you're enjoying the game at the lake, in the lot, or in your lawn chair, Drink Wisconsinably has your cocktails covered. Drink Wisconsinably Brandy or their new Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Ask for it where brandy is sold or served. Injury report presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Christian Yelich not in the lineup again today. Brewers just trying to be as careful as they can with that back. They want to get him fully to 100% before he's in there on a daily basis. And Garrett Mitchell started a rehab assignment last night with AAA Nashville, and he went 0 for 4 in his return to the field. More of the On Deck Show built by Menards when we return. We will sit down with Tyrone Taylor after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
I'm so excited. It's camping season again.
Evenings relaxing with a roaring campfire.
I know.
I love a good campfire and s'mores. You packed the marshmallows, graham crackers, and chocolate, right?
Don't
tell me you forgot.
No. I brought Wisconsin Campfire s'mores from Cedar Crest.
You lost me.
Here, taste this.
Rich graham-flavored ice cream, marshmallow swirl, and crushed peanut butter cups. It's delicious.
It's Cedar Crest, so you know it's the best.
Cedar Crest Campfire s'mores. Fire optional.
We spend our days driving family to all the places they need to go. In between carpools, work meetings, and errands, you have to fill up. So here's a way to make that cheaper. Use Unleaded 88. It's another option at the pump that makes a big impact. Unleaded 88 is cheaper, cleaner, safe for my car, and it's made from Wisconsin corn. It feels good knowing you're supporting local farmers, saving money, and protecting the environment. Unleaded 88. Clean, safe, and affordable. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Dear baseball fans, elevate your game with Toyota Hybrids. The RAV4 Hybrid hits it out of the park with versatility and adventure. The Camry Hybrid is a stylish playmaker with championship DNA. The Corolla Hybrid is an MVP of value. And the Highlander Hybrid scores a double play with comfort and safety. These Toyota Hybrids step up to the plate and drive it long with impressive MPGs. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, Brewers and Nationals getting ready for this game here tonight at American Family Field. And we're joined by Brewers outfielder Tyrone Taylor. And Tyrone, let's go back to what you've been doing over the last couple of weeks. I mean, you're getting regular at bats. It feels like you've gotten into a real groove and making some great plays on the base paths as well.
Yeah, I'm just out there having fun, you know, trying to bring my best self to the field every day and do what I can to help the team win. And I'm glad that I've been having some success. It feels good to help and contribute. So hopefully we keep it rolling here and finish strong.
You know, the injury early, it delayed your season, and then you had another injury that kind of shut you down for a little bit. That's frustrating. What did you do to kind of stay in the moment and keep yourself in the fight to get yourself to this point now?
Yeah, I think from my past, you know, I've been injured before. I was able to just realize that it's just part of it, you know. All I can do is control what I can control and do the rehab in that moment and try to get better. And I'm thankful for the group that we have here that was able to help me get back. You know, Bren, T, our training staff. It means a lot to me that I'm able to play this game with this group of guys, and I'm just happy to be out there having fun.
The slide against the Marlins the other day, everybody was talking about it after the game. I mean, you've made a couple of nice plays like that on the base pass over the course of this season. Is that just instincts where you just kind of go with the moment? You don't have a lot of time to think, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, it's something I don't think about at all. It's just I see him, which side he's on, and I try to avoid, really. You know, if anything, it feels like one of the more football plays in a baseball game that I've had the opportunity to have, and I think that's a cool feeling to have. It's like to realize, like, as a kid, you grow up playing a bunch of different sports, play football, trying to avoid getting tackled. It's kind of similar in that split moment, and I can credit it to that a little bit.
Yeah, you have a little bit of a football background, so that makes certainly a lot of sense for you, Tyrone. When you
in the past would get sent down? I know there was always things that you would work on and try to bring back up with you when you came back up. Was it similar during the injury of specific things within your swing that you tried to stay present in, even if it were mental reps at that point in time?
That's a good question. I feel like every time I get sent down, and even when I was doing my rehab games this year, I'm able to slow things down more and be able to, it's not necessarily work on things in AAA, but it's not as sped up. So you have more time to think about what you're doing in the cage and not have to worry about performance or not get distracted by those thoughts of needing to be able to do something to stay alive in the big leagues, you know. So you're able to slow it down there, and I'm just thankful to have every opportunity that I've had here. Sure, there's a time where I had like a 300 OPS earlier in the season, and I'm still here now, and I'm just thankful to be here every day and have these opportunities that I have and to be able to work, you know. So that's, I don't take it for granted. I'm able to come here and work every day and have some fun.
Tyrone, this lineup in general, I mean, there's a lot of length to it right now, and you guys are enjoying a lot of success as a result of that. Just give me how confident you guys are right now in this clubhouse. It feels like you always are in the fight all nine innings.
Yeah, I think that's one of the cooler things about our clubhouse. You know, we have our guys that we're putting out there, and we're all confident in each other going out there and we're playing well together, you know. And we got Mark and Yelly were a little banged up, and we got them back in the lineup now, so it'll be fun to watch and fun to see what we do in this ending of the season.
This is a group that puts the ball in play a lot. I mean, that's and we've seen that benefit this team at different points in time, whether it be Andrew Monasterio's walk-off last month, things like that, where just seems like getting the next guy up is part of the mentality.
Yeah, I was just explaining yesterday how it's cool that you never know who it's going to be on any given day for this team. We all, every day is somebody different, I feel like, and it's a cool thing to have, especially with this pitching staff that we have. They do so great, giving up a limited amount of runs, so anytime we come up clutch, whoever it is that day, we have a good chance of winning, and it's been fun.
Tyrone, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Tyrone Taylor with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We got the starting lineups when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They got six flats.